practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Day, to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church where we can worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians. Today is Mother's Day, and we want to say thank you to all of you godly mothers. We certainly do appreciate the influence that you have had and still have in our lives. God bless you on this Mother's Day. Let's begin the program this morning with that old hymn of the faith, "And Can It Be?" Every time I hear that song, I think of John 3:16, and maybe you do as well, where the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And truly, how we can thank God for his great love wherewith he has loved us and provided for us a salvation that we do not deserve. And talking about love, this is Mother's Day. This is the day in which those of us who have mothers should do what we can to honor them and to express our love to them. After all, they have loved us in tremendous ways. I think of my mother. Of course, right now she has dementia and she is in a nursing home. But from the time that I can remember, as far back as I can remember, she always loved me and expressed her love to me in so many, many ways. And even now with dementia, as I try to see her several times a week, when I go in to visit her, I can just tell that she still loves me and expresses her love to me in the way that she responds to me, even though she's in that dementia state. But I love my mom, and I know that you all love your moms as well in special ways. And on this day, let's do what we can to show our moms that we truly do love them and appreciate them through the honor that we give to them. Certainly, we would like to invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where this morning we will be having Sunday school at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, in which we will be honoring our mothers. And then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock, when we will be having a special emphasis on missions. And then in the midweek, on Wednesday, we have special services as well. At 6:30 in the evening, we have a special time for the children and youth, as well as for single moms. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have our prayer meeting and Bible study, and Dr. Chris Davis will continue to lead us through the great book of Ephesians. And I would invite you to come out on Wednesday nights as we gather to pray and as we study the Word of God. But certainly, if we can ever serve you in any way, spiritually speaking, please don't hesitate to contact us. I would encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn about our ministry. And if we can serve you spiritually, please contact us. You may write to us. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You may also email us at fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. But if we can serve you spiritually, please contact us. As I say so many times on the program, our desire is that you know Christ and that you grow in Christ. If you don't know Christ, if you've never trusted Him as your personal Savior, call upon His name today. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says He will save you. If you do know Christ, grow in Christ by being in His Word, by fellowshipping with others of like precious faith, by spending time with God in prayer. But grow in Christ that you might become the servant that the Lord Jesus Christ would have you to be, and that you might glorify Him and be blessed by Him in ways beyond your imagination. And so if we can help you in any way, spiritually speaking, please do not hesitate to contact us. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have together around the radio or by whatever means somebody might be listening to this broadcast. You know everybody who's under the sound of my voice right now, Father. And if there's anybody who does not know you through faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, it is my prayer that today they will call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. And then for those who do know you, may today be a day of spiritual growth in their lives. Yes, indeed, as the result of this broadcast. But I also want to thank you, Lord, for godly mothers, those mothers who sacrificed for us, those mothers who taught us, those mothers who brought us up in your ways. And so to all of our mothers today, particularly our godly mothers who are listening, I pray that you'll pour out a special blessing upon them today. Let them know that they are loved by you and that they are loved by their family and that they are loved by many others as well. Thank you, our Father, for giving us godly mothers, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now listen. Let's listen to a piano medley with two songs, In the Sweet By and By and when we all get to heaven. And some of you have mothers who are in heaven. And because you know Christ as Savior, you will see them one of these days as well in the sweet by and by. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6, where the Word of God says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Add thou not unto His words, lest He reprove thee, and thou be found a liar." That's Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 and 6. And now before I deliver a message entitled Honoring Our Mothers, let's listen to another great hymn of the faith. And this, by the way, is my wife Nancy's favorite song. It's entitled My Savior, First of All. So I played this song this morning in honor of my wife Nancy.
When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know when redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand. Through the gates to the city, in a robe of spotless white, he will lead me where no tears shall ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I shall mingle with delight, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. I shall know him, I shall know him, when redeemed by his side I shall stand.
That'll be a tremendous thing when we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, and we'll be spending eternity with him in heaven, in the land without tears and a time without end. Well, this is Mother's Day, and of course it's very appropriate for us to honor our moms and our wives and those who have been very special to us. You know, there's something special about a mom. I mean, we thank the Lord for dads, and we thank the Lord for granddads, but, you know, moms and grandmothers are just something special. And I've got to say to you this morning that I have a tremendous mom. She's still alive. She's in the Midtown Oaks facility here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, but she's still alive, and we don't know how much longer she'll be with us. But as I look back over my 72 years of life on earth, I thank the Lord for her. I know I wasn't always easy with her. I'm sure that there were many times that she probably had a hard time with me. But I've got to say that I love my mother, Dorothy Mae Dahl, and all that she has meant to me down through the years and continues to mean to me, even though she's in the state of dementia. But it is very important that we honor our mothers, and I'm glad for this day. And here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we are going to be honoring our mothers today. But you know, when we turn to the Word of God in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 30 and 31, we read these words. It says, "Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." And that teaches us that women, mothers, or women who are not mothers, who honor and serve the Lord, are those who have a great spiritual beauty. Maybe they don't have the physical beauty that others have, but if they honor and serve the Lord, they have a great spiritual beauty. And they are the ones who should be praised and the ones who should be honored. And so today, let's talk about honoring particularly our mothers. It's a good thing to honor our mothers, particularly the godly ones. As a matter of fact, the Word of God teaches that we should do that. So let me ask a few questions as it relates to honoring our mothers today. First of all, what does it mean to honor our mothers? Well, basically, it means to respect them to the highest possible degree because of who they are. Let's make it personal. To honor our mother means to respect her to the highest degree possible because of who she is. Certainly, we know that as we read throughout the pages of Scripture, it tells us that we are to honor our mothers, and indeed we should. And I often think of the situation back in 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 19, where Solomon's mother, King Solomon's mother, came before him. Of course, we know that her name was Bathsheba. And when she came before him, he didn't just say, "Hi, Mom, how are you?" He was the king of Israel. But what did he do? Out of respect and honor for his mother, he stood up when she came into his presence. And you know, that's a very good illustration for each and every one of us. We ought to stand up out of respect for our mothers, whether we actually do it physically or just do it as it relates to our attitude. But we should respect them to the highest possible degree, not just because of what our mothers have done, but because of who our mothers are. Now, there might be times when we don't agree with our mother. There may be times when we may not even be in close fellowship with our mother. But whatever the case may be as it relates to that, we should still honor our moms. Give them the highest possible degree of respect simply because of who she is. The next question that I want to ask this morning is this. What is the reason to honor our moms? Why should we do it? Well, mainly because the Bible tells us to do so. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2, it tells us that we are to honor our fathers and our mothers. We are to give them the honor and the praise and the exaltation that we can give them simply because of who they are, and that according to the Word of God. But let's look at it from the practical perspective. Not only does the Word of God teach us that we should honor our mothers, but we should honor them because of the provision that she has given to us. Now stop for a moment this morning and just think of how your mom has provided for you. Maybe I ought to just be quiet for a couple of minutes and let you think. Well, I'm not going to do that, but stop and think for a moment of everything that your mother did for you. Your mother birthed you, did she not? You would not be in this world if your mom would not have brought you into this world. Your mother cared for you. When you could not care for yourself, she took care of you in so many ways, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Your mother instructed you. Probably some of the greatest teachings that you've ever been given in your life has come from your mom. She taught you the great things of God. She taught you the great things of life. Number four, no doubt your mother, if she was a Christian, prayed for you. Perhaps even from the day that you were born and even before you were born, she no doubt was in prayer for you that the Lord would work in your life. Number five, there's no doubt about it, but that she sacrificed for you. You stop to think about the many times that your mother went out of her way just for you, to see that your needs were met, to see that you were happy, to see that you were content. And so you see, the reason that we should honor our moms is because of the fact that the Bible tells us to do so, but also simply because of who they are and what they've done for us. I often think of the way that the Lord Jesus Christ himself honored his mom. Remember there in John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, when Jesus Christ was hanging on that cross, he looked down and he saw his mother there along with the disciple that he loved. And he spoke to the disciple, that was John. And basically what Jesus said to John was, "Take care of my mother." And I believe that John did that indeed. So the Lord Jesus Christ, even in the time of his greatest sorrow, did not forget his mom and ask his beloved disciple John to take care of her. The third question I ask is, what can be done to show respect for our moms? Well, if our moms are with the Lord, let's remember what they've done and pass on her heritage to others. Let's remember her testimony. Let's tell others about her life, that even though she is dead, she is still remembered. But if our moms are alive, well, certainly there are numerous ways that we can honor her. Number one, by praying for her regularly. Even as our moms have prayed for us, we should be in prayer for them on a regular basis as well. Secondly, we can honor our moms by encouraging her. You never know what a mom might be thinking, even in our adult life, even in her older years. She needs encouragement, so do what you can to encourage her. Number three, we can honor our moms by providing for them. You never know what their needs may be. If you see that they have a need, if your mom has a need, reach out to her and do what you can to provide that need. Number four, we can honor our moms by sacrificing for her. Just think of how your mom sacrificed for you. She went out of her way for you when you were growing up. Sacrifice yourself for her as well. And then number five, we can honor our moms by following her faith. As she has taught us the things of the Lord, let us also follow that faith and honor her as well. Truly, we should be giving honor to our moms today. A final question I ask and answered very briefly is this: what can mom do to enhance her honor? Well, Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 31 verse 30 gives that answer, where it says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Moms, if you want the praise of your family, fear the Lord. You will be praised. You will be honored. And beyond that, you will be blessed of God. So how we thank God for godly mothers? Let's give them the praise and honor that they deserve on this, their special day. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church. And the Lord willing, next Sunday morning, we'll gather together once again with another Voice of Faith radio broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Hey, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.